Houston has hip-hop, New Orleans has its jazz, the Delta has its blues, and San Antonio, a funny thing about San Antonio, for all the great music from the Alamo City in a variety of genres, San Antonio's never really gone out of its way to celebrate its role in the National Songbook. But the South Texas Museum of Popular Culture is doing something about that this weekend, launching an exhibition commemorating the 80th anniversary of the San Antonio recordings of blues legend Robert Johnson. Margaret Moser is a co-founder of the museum. Margaret, welcome to Texas Standard.
Well, thank you for having me. You're one of the voices I love hearing in San Antonio.
That's very kind of you to say. So contextualize this for us. Why are these recordings such a big deal?
They're a big deal on so many different levels. I mean, there's no question in my mind that Robert Johnson's recordings in Texas are among the most essential chapters of American history. They bring together music at a time when things are changing so dramatically. I mean, in 1936, recorded music has been around less than 40 years. You have come out of a number of different kinds of genres of music that have been fed by the rise of radio, mm-hmm. and especially during the Depression, when there was so little money for entertainment, radio was such a big way for everybody to connect. And because Robert Johnson's two recording sessions also sort of anchor his rise as a musician, too. Mm-hmm. He comes into San Antonio in November 1936, records 16 tracks. Of those, the Terraplane Blues gets released and sells well enough so that he becomes even a bigger name in his general area of playing, but he gets the attention of the label, who wants to bring him back to Dallas a few months later.
And I feel so lonesome, you tell me when I'm on. And I feel so lonesome, you tell me when I'm on. I've been driving my Terraplane for you since I've been gone.
Set the scene for us on the specific place and time of these recordings. Why San Antonio and why this particular hotel? What's the backstory there?
The word is that this is the Gunter Hotel. This is actually still disputed by a number of people around San Antonio who say that these recordings may have taken place at the Blue Bonnet Hotel or even may have taken place at the Texas Hotel. And we know, in fact, that this is true because back in the 30s particularly, hotels were a gathering place for people. They often had ballrooms and they would bring in the bands. And so local radio stations would then come in and broadcast these to people who weren't there, too. Well, the bigger companies got hold of this idea, and Brunswick came down to San Antonio and built a recording studio at the Gunter that was in place in 1936 when Robert Johnson comes to record, which is why I tend to think that he did do the recordings there at the Gunter. But my ultimate conclusion is that it's quite possible that Robert Johnson recorded in all those places because all the musicians I know always want the chance to record.
Right. Johnson is, I guess you could say, a sort of enigmatic figure in music, and the Crossroads story, I guess, is the one that's most often told. What parts of his life seem to be most in dispute, to your knowledge?
It was really Tommy Johnson, his contemporary, who went around saying that he had sold his soul to the devil, and I think that the fact that their names are so close, uh-huh. they sort of became mixed in together. But mostly what you have with Robert Johnson is just this question about how he died. Was he murdered? Was he stabbed? Was he poisoned? Most likely poisoned. And then there are the pictures that have appeared recently that are claiming to be him that, in my opinion, are not, except for the two authenticated ones that we know of. As a matter of fact, there's one that's up on eBay right now that somebody wants $1,000 for that is not Robert Johnson. And could it be the fact that he has three graves that makes it difficult for us to
three graves? That's I never heard
three graves. Yeah, there's one in Quito, one outside of Greenwood, and one in Morgan City. I've got photographs of all three of them. Isn't that something?
It's amazing. I've never heard that aspect. But there's something about Robert Johnson that, you know, you think about the heroes of contemporary music, and Robert Johnson still is someone that matters a lot. Why do you think that is? I mean, it wasn't like he was a huge commercial success compared to some of the pop stars of his era.
No, Robert Johnson was not a huge commercial success. It's important to remember, though, that at the end of his career, he was a rising star. I mean, John Hammond had picked him to be in his From Spirituals to Swing review, which is why they found out he had died. I think that when it comes down to it, it's the music. I mean, if you've ever listened to this stuff, and almost everybody has heard it, even if they've just heard a cover of a Robert Johnson song, but this music speaks to the darkest heart of the soul, I think. I mean, his songs are about, you know, cries for redemption. They're about life gone wrong. They're about love gone wrong. They're about a desire for something else. And they really speak to everybody. I mean, this is your basic human condition.
I love my baby. My baby don't love me.
They're performed in such a raw way and recorded so stripped down, especially the most recent releases that came out. It just cuts through, I think, to the quick.
What's the objective of having an exhibit on Robert Johnson? There's so much terrific music out of San Antonio, as you well know. Why focus on Robert Johnson? What are you hoping to accomplish?
This is the 80th year of when Robert Johnson recorded, and part of it is that San Antonio has a very interesting attitude towards its music. It doesn't venerate it the way Austin does, and I had found that a little frustrating at first until I realized that San Antonio actually regards all of its arts the same way. So that, yes, it loves its music, but oh, it loves its visual arts, and oh, it loves its dance. So with that, we're really trying to present the picture of how San Antonio's music defined it. So I think it's really important for people to see what the music is about as well as hear it.
Margaret Moser is co-founder of the South Texas Museum of Popular Culture. They have an exhibit opening standing at the crossroad, Robert Johnson in San Antonio, 1936. It opens on Sunday, November 20th. Margaret, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.